Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, friends. This is Dr. Jim Bachman, and we're going to have a discussion this afternoon on something that's very close to my heart and very exciting, because in the last 120 years, there's been an alternative to medicine that has developed. It's called chiropractic, and it actually is making a big impact in helping with the opioid crisis that we're having worldwide. So we're going to discuss chiropractic, we're going to discuss natural health, and we're going to discuss you. So let me give you a little bit of history. I am a chiropractor. I graduated from the University of Palmer in 1976. And have been practicing chiropractic full-time since then, chiropractic, natural health, and nutrition. So these are all very, very important areas that we need to cover. And guess what's happening? My phone is ringing, and it happens to be something from what it's telling me is it's something from a pest, so to speak. So let's go on. Chiropractic, let me give you a little bit of history here. Chiropractic was formulated, developed, discovered in 1895 in Davenport, Iowa. Yeah, the exact college that I went to. And it was discovered by Dr. David Palmer in 1895. And he adjusted the first patient in 1895, Harvey Lillard. Harvey Lillard was claimed to be deaf. He had his first chiropractic adjustment, and as a result of that, his hearing was restored. Now, I'm not saying that if you're deaf, your hearing is going to be restored, but what I'm saying is he was able to have his restored. And throughout the last 46 years that I've been practicing, I have noticed that people will tell me that a lot of things improve after having chiropractic care. Neck pain and low back pain appears to be one of the most common complaints of most of the friends that are on Facebook, most of the friends that are in your neighborhood as well as my neighborhood. And let me give you a fact that was very interesting to me. Chiropractic is a form of alternative medicine concerned with the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of mechanical disorders of the musculoskeletal system. And it is being practiced in 100 different institutions and different countries worldwide. So folks, there's something to it then. Maybe you're having neck pain. Maybe you're having headaches. Maybe you're having low back pain. And you don't want to get involved in opiates. And boy, I don't blame you one bit. They can be pretty nasty. You can take one or two opiates and you'll think to yourself, that can't happen to me. And guess what? Your body craves it after a very short period. So let's explore a little bit more about that, the natural health care, chiropractic. And chiropractic is interested in restoring natural health. Now, how does it do it? Well, if you are a race car driver, your media of operation is the race car. Does that make sense? If you're a surgeon, your media of operation is surgery. In chiropractic, our media of operation it's called manipulation or adjustment. And in performing adjustments, we restore the natural nerve flow. And in many, many cases, we can do it alternatively without the use of opioids or without the use of surgery. And therefore, restoring natural health. So if it promotes natural health, and let me back up a couple steps, because where natural health care comes from, the power that created the body heals the body. Remember, your body is made out of what you eat, what you drink, and what you breathe. Yes, hard to believe, but absolutely true. And the main controlling major computer, the supercomputer, is your brain. And your brain runs everything in your body. Yes, it runs everything in your body. And it does it through chemical messages. We call them hormones. And it also does it through electrical messages. And those electrical messages are over the wiring of your body. And we call those the nerves and nervous system. So if the nerves are functioning properly, the messages are getting where they're supposed to get to, and all of the chemical messages are what they're supposed to be, we call that homeostasis. If there is along the course of the spine a what we call a subluxation, now that means a vertebra that is out of position, it's less than what is called a luxation. A luxation is where a joint is almost totally dislocated. That usually happens with fractures and things like that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a area, a spine, a vertebra, two vertebras involved usually, where the vertebra is slightly locked out of position, interfering with the normal nerve flow. Now, let's back up a few steps. If we have a hose, and we all have used a garden hose or a hose, and we open the water spigot, turn the hose on, open the end of the hose, we get a good flow of water. If we pinch that hose halfway up the hose area, at the end of that hose, you don't get the full amount of water. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about just turning off the hose totally and nothing comes out. We're talking about if you look at someone and they say, oh my gosh, I have a headache, or my neck is hurting, or my sciatic nerve, and you've heard that term, my sciatic nerve is hurting me, it most times is the fact that there's a vertebra that has been pushed out of position slightly, resulting in that nerve interference, which is affecting the quality and the quantity of those nerve messages going through that area. That's why you get referred pain. For example, if you have a subluxation, there's that big word, meaning a vertebra that is slightly out of its what is called juxtaposition or its normal position, then it can interfere with that nerve flow going not only to the sciatic nerve, but from the sciatic nerve. So it's a two-way street. And as a result of that interference, that person, if you look at them, other than the fact that they may be what is called antalgic, if you've ever had sciatic, you know what that means. You're leaning to one side, or you're leaning forward, or you can't straighten up because you're having muscle spasms in your lower back, then that's the only reason that they would look any different. And that's the issue that we're addressing, is that vertebra that's out of place. Or if we're talking about the hose analogy, we're talking about the water that isn't coming out because we have it pinched or we have it slightly dislocated in the middle. And that is triggering that response of muscle spasm and nerve pain. Many, many folks have been relieved or totally relieved of their sciatic pain. And it's absolutely beautiful to watch. You perform an adjustment on a person that comes in with crutches, for example, because their back hurts so much. You perform your adjustments and they say, hey, I don't need these crutches anymore. Sometimes with only one or two treatments, sometimes with a little more. Everybody's different and every subluxation needs to be addressed separately. But it's a beautiful thing when you can relieve someone's pain without taking opioids or without dangerous back surgeries, and they, in a week or two, come back in and say, hey, doc, I am able to get back to work. I am able to do the things that I love to do, whether it's jogging. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer if a person's involved in that kind of sport, or heavy-duty sports such as football and things of that nature. And sometimes they can't get back into that, but the pain level drops to a point where it's either livable or totally gone. And that's the exciting part of this, because it's absolutely phenomenal when a person says, you know, I'm healthy again. And they say, I don't know why I waited so long, or I don't know why I didn't believe what you were telling me, that this is what was causing my problem. Over the years, I've had folks that have had migraine headaches, and sometimes they've had them for years, and they were told that their migraine headaches, the only thing they could do for them was to take this medication that put them to sleep for a week or whatever. Now, you know, I'm exaggerating, but I want to drive the point home. We need to find out the cause of the problem, and that's the important thing that I wanted to address today, to make sure that you understand that most of the time you need to find out what's causing the problem. Now, well, believe me, I don't want anybody to suffer with pain, but you have to find out why. When your body is in a painful place, it's telling you something isn't right. Chiropractors are saying that most of the time, 70-80% of the time, it's the result of these vertebrae that have been jostled out of position, and the muscles then lock them up, and that's what's triggering that pain response. So you have to fix the reason that's happening. Now, I have to do a disclaimer here. I'm not saying every back pain is a result of subluxation. I'm saying if you're having problems with back pain or neck pain, you need to find out why. Just covering it up isn't the best solution. It's a solution if that's where you want to go, but we're having such a problem with the opioids in worldwide and in America particularly, that there's alternatives to that. And I would encourage you to do that first rather than doing it last. So if your hose isn't allowing the water to come through, and you look at the spigot and the spigot's on full blast, you look at the end of the hose and that's open, you have to find out where the kink is. Doesn't that make sense? It made sense to me. That's how I got involved in natural health care. And you have to find out why. Now, if the spigot is turned off, then that's a different story. Then we have to approach it or referral out. That's the key. But if your challenge is neck pain or headaches or other health issues, then you need to find out why. Look at your diet. How is your diet? Are you eating the foods that promote health? Are you smoking? That definitely doesn't promote health. Are you drinking excessive amounts of alcohol? That doesn't promote health as well. See, in natural health care, we want to do all of the steps that it takes to improve the quality and the quantity of your health. We want to add health to your years. So we practice anti-aging. That's the best way I could put it. And that's very, very important to me. So folks, explore chiropractic. Explore your diet. Explore staying healthy. That is very, very important. If you have a question, you can get me on Facebook through Messenger. Have a blessed day.